Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight!
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests. Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome, everyone. Tonight is May 23rd. 2013, a day we all will remember for many years, if not the rest of our lives. However, those of us here at the Rad Reality Show Network would like to thank you for joining us here tonight to talk about the events and our feelings regarding the Jodi Arias trial. My name is Cherry Garcia, and with me tonight is Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We'll be your host for tonight. And we do also have a few of our dear friends who are already on the switchboard who have helped us a great deal in gathering information, always keeping us updated on what's going on in this trial. I know if you're like most of us, the culmination of today's events have been very, very disappointing, to say the least. I was devastated. My heart just breaks for the family. And I think the majority of people who have watched this case from January 2nd feel the same way. This jury got it right so far, and I don't understand why they couldn't make it through the home stretch. It's just confusing to me. But let's check with Paul from Minnesota. How are you doing, Paul?
Hi, Cherry. I'm sorry for your depression or whatever your emotions from today. I do want to address something not related to the trial, technically wise. As I mentioned at the beginning of a previous show, that there was trouble with the chat room showing up on Internet Explorer. And I've been spending many days and hours trying to figure it out. And it appears as of yesterday, Blog Talk Radio figured it out. And the chat room is loading if you're using Internet Explorer. So I just wanted to pass that along. I haven't had time to check it today to make sure the fix stayed fixed. But just wanted to pass that information along to our chatters.
Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that it has been fixed. It looks like people are loading into our chat room, and glad to see a lot of our regulars here and some guests as well. So welcome, everybody, to the show. We're glad to have you here tonight. We were hoping it would be on better circumstances, but unfortunately, this is not something we control. And it looks like we're all going to be back at it again in July. So let's bring a few people up with us tonight and see what they have to say. We have Mr. Chi-Town Joe. How are you tonight?
Terry. I would put the disclaimer up first.
And we have Phil. How are you, Phil?
Very well. It's just another afternoon here with just mixed emotions, hon.
Well, I know that both of you have watched this trial as I have from the beginning, and I want to welcome you to the show. It's heartbreaking to see the Alexander family break down as they did today. We knew something was going on. We knew it was something big when they were bringing in extra security. They brought in the Alexander family. They brought Jody in. They were not saying that they were not telling anybody that there was a verdict reached, which was a little bit unusual. They initially was saying that there was a jury question. And it wasn't until everybody was in the courtroom, everyone was seated, the judge was already on camera and, you know, speaking, did they say that there was a verdict. And I'm sure if you were like I was flipping out. I literally, oh gosh, what was the actor that jumped up on Oprah's couch?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I was doing a Tom Cruise imitation. literally.
Better than Elvis taking the pistol and shooting the TV.
Well, I probably would have done that imitation as soon as they read the verdict.
Yeah.
If I would have had a pistol. I don't have any of those around here, and luckily so.
Disclaimer.
I did, however, throw something, and the poor girl that cleans my house was still here. And she was like,
Not the baby.
If you don't have anything more for me to do, I think I'll go now.
She grabbed that tip jar and ran.
I kind of felt bad, but I was just, I couldn't hold it in. I was so upset. I see somebody else familiar on our switchboard that I can't wait to talk to.
Go ahead.
Kansas.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you in so long.
It's been a long time, guys. It's good to have
Where
others
have you
to
been?
Commiserate with. It's been a rough time. I'm glad to have you guys here to talk of. Because I've been very much into this stinky trial, too. I really didn't want to after Casey Anthony, but I did get hoodwinked and stinkered into this. And, nice to have you guys to commiserate with.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Yes, it literally broke my heart.
Yeah. For the family.
So
oh, my goodness.
And I do want to mention... so that we mentioned this many times during the show, that if anyone can do so, go to TravisAlexanderFund.com and make any donation that you can for the Alexander family, because they have left their jobs, they have left their families, they have left their homes, Travis was the only one that lived in Arizona. He was the only one that lived there. They've left their jobs. They've left their homes. They've left everything to go there and sit in that courtroom.
Awful.
Day after day after day. And, you know, Stephen is having terrible nightmares.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure, you know, most of them are. And, you know, they're not working. I don't know if they're receiving compensation from any of their jobs, but how many jobs would pay you for 5 months to be away? I doubt they are.
Right.
So they do have
this
fund set up. It is TravisAlexanderFund.com. If you can make any donation at all, even a little bit helps. And I just want to mention that a number of times throughout our show so that, you know, anybody that can make a donation to them, my heart just breaks for them to see them
just
crumble.
The unknown
today.
Part now, having to face it all over again with a whole new perspective.
Yeah, I even to say that Juan Martinez, the look on his face. But
I
you
know
what he's going to do Tuesday. They've already made the district attorney said that they were going to retry it. So I guess there's that he's already talked to the family, and they want to go and not cut a deal. They want to go for the whole end.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, Joe, if they were going to possibly say, we're done, we can't go through this anymore.
No, they want to go all the way because there was a...
Yeah, I don't blame them.
A press release.
Yeah.
They've gone this far, and I don't think they're willing to give up. You know, that was their brother. That was their shining star. That was someone that they looked up to so much. And she didn't just kill him.
Mm-mm.
She slaughtered him. She...
Yes.
She
the word
killed
is
him
slaughter.
Three times.
Did you guys see the pictures?
No,
I didn't.
I know Phil
I didn't
has.
Want to. And last, I put on my Facebook today, I was looking for a few just nice pictures to put up for the show. And when I went to Google just to look for a few nice pictures of Travis.
You found it?
I actually saw a few pictures that I wish my eyes had never, ever seen. And those were just a few pictures that wound up on Google.
Right.
I cannot imagine the photos that those families, that his family has had to endure over again.
I'm going to tell you something. I saw the pictures. So I watch, I haven't just been into this trial. I've been into the shows afterwards, Nancy Grace, Jane, all of them, Headline News.
I've been watching all of those. I watch
obsessed.
Those every day.
And Drew
but
kept
I have
saying
not
you have
gone
to see
to
the,
look
pictures.
At the pictures. Yes,
you want to know something, though? You need to see the pictures to really know exactly what this girl did. And truthfully, for the jury to have seen these pictures and not come back with the death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was just one person. I have to say. I do. The way it sounds, this one woman.
I do, too.
It sounds like.
I think so, too. I agree.
Yes.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
But to see
we'll
these pictures, you guys, honestly, what she did, this was, I mean, what there's, and actually, Nancy Grace put it perfectly tonight. She said she hasn't seen anything so horrible since the Manson murders. And what they did, you know, to Sharon Tate and all of them years and years and years ago. And this was one girl. And when they say she didn't just kill him once, she killed him three times, it's true. You guys, it's true. And the way she left him in that shower.
And the dog downstairs. And
wow. literally four times with his personality just completely slandered.
Oh, and still being slandered.
Yes. Dragging him through
point,
the mud
though.
Like that. Oh.
That's
oh,
a
my
great
goodness.
Great point.
That just vendored through the whole entire family. I mean, not only his immediate family, but just his associates also. So she completely just slandered him from day one.
Yes.
And on
and
the
her defense attorney
went out last night or night before last, even then she was still dragging him through the mud and
can you
his
believe
family.
Those interviews? Oh, you guys, what about those interviews that she did? Oh.
Yeah, Sheriff Joe, he fully overstepped his boundaries by, he said he wanted to protect her First Amendment rights, but any person already found guilty to that extent, there should have been that court order, and they should have capped that until after sentencing at least.
I
well,
agree, Phil.
Now she could, I saw her get off the bus. Did you
today,
see that tonight?
Yeah.
And she had
yeah.
that vanilla envelope in front of her face.
Mm-hmm.
How
you know, the day before when we had to wait for an hour or so before the court actually started, the court was so late in starting, I believe that her doing those interviews is what they were in chambers arguing about.
Correct.
The judge
I heard they weren't allowed to
on,
see them. I heard they weren't allowed to see them. Those interviews.
No,
they didn't even know about those interviews.
No, the jury didn't know. You're misunderstanding
know.
Me, Kansas. No, you're
oh,
misunderstanding me.
Judge Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
When a few days
chamber.
Ago, when they were so late coming in to the courtroom, this is I'm going back a few days,
okay.
and they were very late coming in to the courtroom. They were supposed to come in at 11, and it was
right.
well after afternoon. I'm talking 11
right.
Central Time, so so it was 9 out there, and it was well over an hour that they were late coming out into the courtroom because the judge and the prosecutor and the defense team was in chambers, you know, going over something. They were arguing over something. And I believe that what they were arguing about or what they were discussing was the fact that the defense wanted that ban lifted so that Jody could do those interviews because it was either, I think it was that night that she did those interviews.
Right.
Monday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so
Tuesday
they argued to,
morning.
To her, you know, her First Amendment rights were being, you know, stepped on, and they wanted the judge to lift the ban so that she could do the interviews. And it had nothing else to do with what was going on in court. It was all about her First Amendment rights to lift that ban on the interviews. And then they came into court that, you know, they had court, and it wasn't that was the day I think that Jody actually spoke in front of the jury.
That was the
day before. And
Monday they had the abbreviated where they postponed it to give her defense team time to help her realize that she really needed to come forth and be not as mean and nasty and angry as she wanted to because she was, they said, attempting to ask for the death penalty. And so they
was it Monday or Tuesday
Monday
they were so late coming in?
Tuesday morning.
And Tuesday night was when she did the interviews?
Monday night is when she did the interviews, and Tuesday morning was the delayed, and that's the day that she spoke to the jury.
Right. Yeah.
I just got something.
Well, they were late. They were late Monday too.
Right. That's
they were
the day
late,
they
were late
it. completely.
And then her team wanted off again. Remember, they wanted to get off of – they didn't want to defend her anymore.
That was
I got something from Joe Apario, the sheriff, and it says, until the judicial system renders a final conclusion as to her fate as a closed custody inmate, Arias remains in her 7-by-11 cell for 23 hours a day.
I'm thrilled about that.
And Apario will no longer permit Arias to give any media interviews, signed Sheriff Joe Apario.
Hallelujah. I'm glad she's staying in there for now. I didn't want her out in the public. Yes. Good.
She can't make friends.
She's
going to be there 2 months.
Good.
She's going to be in her own cell.
Wonderful. That's what.
For
you want to know
months.
The truth, you guys? That's the main reason I wanted her to have the death penalty, to be very honest with you. If she could have life sentence and live like that, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
I don't want her out there being able to write her books and sell her shirts and tweet and make her friends and do her American Idol shows and whatever. I want her to be alone. That's punishment. Keep her alone for years and years and years. Lock her up in that damn room.
Well, there was
all by herself.
Our clip master actually made a few clips that I want to play.
Oh, good.
One you'll notice right away that you've heard many, many times. The breaking news.
Uh-huh.
And
please be seated. The record will show the presence of the jury, the defendant, and all counsel. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand you have reached a verdict. The bailiff will please approach with the verdict. The clerk will read and record the verdict.
State of Arizona versus Jody Ann Arias, sentencing verdict. We, the jury, duly impaneled and sworn in the above-entitled action, upon our oath, unanimously find, having considered all of the facts and circumstances, that the defendant should be sentenced. No unanimous agreement. Signed, 4 persons. Is this your true verdict, so say you want to know?
Yes. The order declaring a mistrial as to the penalty phase will be ordered setting a retrial on the penalty phase for July 18th in this division. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the participants in this trial, I wish to thank you for your extraordinary service to this community.
She breaks up.
This was not your typical trial. You were asked to perform very difficult responsibilities. The admonition is now lifted. You are free to talk about the case or not talk about it as you wish. I will be back shortly to personally thank each of you for your service. You are excused.
Please stand for the verdict.
I hope that's the last time I hear that.
Nah.
I know it won't be, but I don't want to hear it anymore.
Michelle Falk is in the chat room, and she brought up, I don't know if anybody saw Nancy Grace's show tonight.
I sure did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Donovan called in.
Oh, yes, Donovan. Oh.
Said something that this is not curb service down at your burger barn or related.
Yeah, right.
And then just commercial.
Because they were mad. The family was mad because they weren't in the courtroom.
They were in Grand Canyon.
On, what was it, the early part of HLN today, they were talking about it before the time, and they had a lawyer on that does this stuff that passes law in Arizona, and she is close to the family, and anybody from Donovan on down that wants to make any kind of money or say anything like Jody Arias, she can shut them up. They have a law, a special law now in that state. So she says she's going to talk to the family tomorrow and file an indictment. So we won't hear or see any survivor T-shirts or
good.
Anything.
Good.
Thank goodness. Well, you know, they have a website on
Jody Ayers Innocent.
Well, on what is it, choice.com or choice.org?
Yeah. Or closets.
And,
okay.
Right. And they have closed the Jody Ayers is Innocent.com on there.
Yeah, the
and
account.
I've already signed that.
Right.
Because I don't think it's right that she should be able to, while being convicted of premeditated murder,
mm-hmm.
be able to sell, you know, T-shirts from jail and, you know, ask for donations from people, you know, from jail and do all the things she's doing from
and her
jail.
Artwork.
I think that it's just disgusting that they allow
her to...
She's
been making money off of her stupid artwork too, Cherry.
Yeah, that she was just out driving,
and
you know.
Her sketches.
That really isn't her artwork. What she does
exactly.
is she traces.
Right.
She traces other people's artwork and
mm-hmm.
then basically colors it in. So even that is fake. There isn't
like
anything genuine
for a picture.
There isn't anything genuine about that woman.
No.
Nothing.
And why people would spend money and do that and even pay and send her money. Why do people do this? I don't get it.
Well, you get a lot of weirdos that will send her money. That they can't stop that to the commentary. But they were saying that she's got a ton of money. In
mm-hmm.
that commissary,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I don't think for at least the next 3 or 2 months, I don't think she'll be able to use much of it because she can't go out only, you know, for that 1 hour. And I think it's going to be really restrictive who she sees on in person.
Visitation.
Exactly.
Yeah, besides her lawyers.
Immediate.
If those lawyers who she has now are still around.
I don't think I was going to ask you guys that. Do you think they're going to stay or do you think they're going to book?
I think the guy's going to try to get the book because he wasn't anywhere after they read that. I even think he was sitting next to them when they read the verdict.
Oh, he was inching away from them. He can't stand her. I mean, what about his speech? When he told everybody he doesn't even like her.
Nine out of ten days, I don't even like her.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's important for her. He has to think about his life and who would hire him, you know?
I think they sucked, you guys. What did you think of her attorneys? I thought they were horrible.
Well, except for in the closing arguments, that was a change.
Mm-hmm.
When she kept on saying, kill, you're going to kill her?
Right.
I think it should be against the law what she said. When
I do
she
too.
Looked at the jury and said, are
you
going to kill her?
Yes.
Yeah.
That should be against the law. Those jury members are not killing her.
No,
they are
doing
their judicial duty.
Mm-hmm.
And... that is what they are there to do, their judicial duty. Jody Ayers put herself in that position. She killed another person. She slaughtered Travis Alexander. She put herself in that position.
Right.
They are doing their civic duty as jury members to follow the law. That is
protocol.
What they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not the ones killing her. And
right.
for Jennifer Wilmot to go up and say, are
mm-hmm.
you going to kill her?
Right.
Was wrong and it should be illegal. And I will feel that way till the day I die. I don't think that should be allowed to be said to a jury. They are not the ones killing her. They are doing their judicial duty, and I think that Juan Martinez should argue that. Somehow, I think that should be not allowed for any defense attorney to ever say to a jury member ever. And Jennifer Wilmot, I've gotten to where I just despise her. She's gone.
I can't stand to them.
And
she almost broke into a smirky smile right at that very moment, and she caught herself today.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, she did.
She just barely refrained from it. And the day that Jody got up and gave her final statement about her family and pointed towards them, in Jennifer's follow-up, she put them down in the ditch again.
Honestly, really.
But all over her mother, her dad, her sister, her brother, and then they came back with, you know, her juvenile offenses. It went full circle.
It was unbelievable.
It was ridiculous.
Sherry, the whole defense in itself made me so sick. From the people that they had, that dorky Samuels and his bull crap, and then that
Alice LaViolette.
Let's talk about this woman for a minute. The one thing that sticks in my mind, this was, and then she did many doozies, but the worst was when the jurors asked her, don't you think that the real predator was Jody Arias? And she pauses and says, no.
Correct.
This woman should never, I'm sorry, if she loses her jobs and whatever, I'm sorry, the woman deserves it, I'm sorry.
Well, that's why she
had been on that stand and lie like that and say what she did. It was horrible. Lied about the friends, because the friends were on TV. The ones that she was saying were telling her, you know, oh, you need to stay away from Travis and this and that. These are good friends of his. And she totally twisted their words around. It was horrible. This woman was such a liar.
That was the huge
thing. She was. And she was a man-hater.
Yes, absolutely.
Just under the header of domestic violence. That is the biggest protocol that they went for, and she had no facts at all to represent herself under that header.
It's true, Phil.
There was the only abuse that Travis gave Jody, okay, and it was not physical. I'm going to be on. This is my own feeling. Let's see if anybody else agrees. As a woman, I think he played with her head. I'll be honest. I'm going to say that here. He made some, and this is nothing against Travis, but he made some dumb, terrible, terrible mistakes. Okay, I don't know. I mean, a girl like this. Why did he let her come back into the house again? I don't understand a lot of that. That, and then this is not to say.
Well, that's a guy thing, I think.
But why
did
he
stick
do
up
this?
For him.
Why did he give her thoughts that he would still, that he still maybe cared about her? That was his worst mistakes.
It's like taking a 30-year-old man who's never, ever, ever in his entire life tasted a piece of candy.
You're being nice.
How the hell can you call her candy, Terry?
And then you give him some candy, or you put him in a candy store. He is going to eat candy, and he's going to eat a lot of it. And
she was
giving him
temptation.
But he knew what she was all about. He knew what she was like. He knew what she was.
Especially
you know what I mean?
The diamond. The next day he was packed and going to Cancun. That's the weirdest part, is that the very last moments that everything fell against him, the next day he would have been out of the situation.
And I think maybe in his mind, she may have gone in. We don't know the true story. She may have gone in there. You know how twisted Jody is. She may have gone in there and said, Travis, I just want one last day with you, babe.
Mm-hmm.
I just want one last day with you.
Yeah, okay. I could definitely see that. Yes.
You know? We don't know what that twist was.
Well, he was getting ready to look for a wife, too, to some extent, as we found out because of being a Mormon.
Mimi was planning to go with him to that Cancun event.
Yeah.
And
she
so,
wasn't
but
you guys,
even
you can't
girlfriend.
Deny he
they
that
weren't
you guys
actually dating.
But he played,
they weren't
you
actually
can't
dating.
Deny that,
they,
that he played with her head a little bit. You can't deny that.
Yeah.
This is a sicko. He did play with her head when you hear that phone call when they broke up.
Well, I think she set that up.
Oh, she set it up so she could, but she didn't tell him what to say.
No, but he didn't know he was being recorded either.
No. Oh, of course. He didn't know he was
no,
being recorded.
And I think
why did he say those
knew.
Things to her? Why did he talk
to
her like that? I don't understand that.
Well, I think they had
when you're young,
you do things that are, you know, you're a male or a female, and, you know, you kind of like kinky stuff or whatever, and, you know, that happens. Cause
now, this wasn't
we
the
have
kinky
to look
stuff.
At Travis's
this isn't the kinky
life.
Stuff. He talked to her like he loved her.
Yeah, I mean,
if you listen to that phone call, though, if you really listen to it, he sounded like he was drinking or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He was
I know
drunk
they said he
something,
didn't.
Right?
He sounded like he was, I don't know, loaded or something. And they said he didn't drink, and they said he didn't do any drugs. So, but he sounded wasted on that tape.
It just wasn't and his normal voice.
It just sounded. I don't know if he was really tired or what the deal was, but he just sounded out of it to me. And so I wonder if she didn't have some sort of, I don't know. I don't know how she could have, but it seems to me like I question everything that girl comes up with now. And I think when he texted her and said, "You are the worst thing that ever happened to me."
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he realized then that she had recorded him.
Yeah, exactly.
And
so
at
so
the
do
end
I.
of that text, he said, "You scammed me." Now,
that's,
most
yeah.
of the time
that's
when
it.
You
that's
think
what makes
of
sense.
Scamming, most of the time when you think of scamming, you think of people, you know, scamming you out of money or whatever. With
and then,
this situation, I think she let him know at that point she was blackmailing him with that audio tape then. She let him know, "I'm going to go to the bishop with this tape if you don't
right.
do what I want."
Exactly.
Well, I agree with you.
And,
I agree with you on that.
Now that, and you want to know something, you guys? That's what she should have done. If she wanted, now, if this girl was sane and he was playing her, because he did play her. We've all known guys like this, Jerry, okay? You and I aren't sicko psychopaths. You and I were probably the girls that had the boyfriends that BS'd us, and what would we do? We'd go in our rooms and cry to our girlfriends, okay? That's normal. We do know these kind of guys sometimes that play with our heads. And this is what she should have done. If she wanted to get him back, do something like that then.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
want to hurt him? Do something like that. Don't kill the guy. Damn it, don't kill him. She could have gotten him back that way. She could have played that tape to the bishop. Okay?
Yeah.
If she wanted to pay him back, then damn it, that's what she should have done. Am I right or wrong, you guys?
Right.
Then she could have gotten him where it counted. He also took money from her. She could have sued him for that money. Okay? This is what she should have done. If she wanted to pay him back so badly, that's what she should have done. And then we wouldn't be into this mess.
I think
but this
a lot
girl
of
was
that.
Was a crazy
well, now,
nutbag.
I don't know if he took money for her from her because
yeah, no, she was giving him money. There were checks that she was apparently
he was
you know,
giving
he needed
her
money for certain things. She actually was giving him money.
He was
there
also
was,
giving her right. money. There was checks that he was
right.
giving her. She was
yeah.
way way behind on her mortgage, like a year.
Yeah,
and
I'm surprised they didn't foreclose.
Well,
they did take one house
did.
From her and that other
yeah,
boyfriend.
Yeah, they did.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
The money
she,
thing, too,
she,
a lot of it was just Jody's impression and the words that she said and the accusation she made. Now, Travis, there was times where she was indebted to him, And a lot of that was payback, and even the last check that never was cleared, she was concerned and worried about whether they would bank on that or pull it from her account. And indebtedness to the car that she ruined, the Mercedes and stuff.
Right, right.
But over the years, yeah, as far as most of that accusations on the money, it was a lot of just Jody's impressions, and there was nothing factual that either side could pull up and present in court.
Yeah.
Right. He did pay her for cleaning his house a few times, and there was
right.
you know, little checks like that and things like that. But as far as any actual big money,
indebted.
You know, indebted to either one, there was no you know, proof of that either way. But I don't think she ever gave him any, you know,
amount.
A large amount of money.
No, they
amount
I think
of money
they had
ever.
Checks of $700 or whatever. No, they did have certain... I think they did prove that she did give
but
him
she
money.
She owed him. She owed him that money.
And he
yeah.
took her on multiple of those expense accounts and the trips that they took together.
Yes, yeah, true.
He was the one
yeah.
that provided the airfare and the hotels
okay.
and the bet.
Yeah, because you
Thank
see
you,
her.
Phil. Thank you, Phil. I forget some of those things. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
she,
right.
Yeah, they had all those pictures.
You're right.
Her bucket list, uh-huh.
Yeah, their bucket list, yeah. Ugh.
She
oh,
had a
my
bucket.
Goodness.
And yeah,
had
and
a hole
she,
in it, too, and I hope that
Mercedes.
There's a hole in her arm real soon.
Yeah.
Amen.
Just one of those things that as a human race, we always hear and learn things as we go, but yet as us as observers and the jury being who they are and not supposed to interconnect and use social media and such, we're well more informed. And the protocol of her doing all the statements and the interviews after the situation, that's just truly damaged the nature of this case. And for them to have to seek new attorneys and maybe a change of venue, and like
they're not going to change their venue.
Showed Sherry that they're already well over $2 million into this so far.
No, oh, it's terrible.
But they won't change a venue because they have, like, in that county, they have, like, 6 million people that live in the county.
That was
this
evening. But Juan, he says he'll travel anywhere to prosecute this case. So that's
oh,
not
sure.
a...
He
well,
should.
Everybody knows about it. I mean, how it's going to
really?
Be really hard.
Man.
Yeah,
but truthfully,
I mean,
do you think that, honestly, every one of those jurors, do you think all of them really followed the rules, or do you think maybe some of them might have snuck and watched a few things on TV or talked to some people? I mean, let's
so.
Be honest, you
so.
Guys. Come on.
90%.
Yeah, 90% maybe. But I think that... Now, since they were going to do a presser, and then all of a sudden they changed their mind
Correct.
To do it, you're going to see all the press hunt them down.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like Wire or TMC or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
They'll find them.
Of course.
Their names are sealed.
Correct. The last
they found the case
of this
the
afternoon,
Anthony
number 9 left the courtroom or left the building, the latest of any of them, and they followed him to the car. And his appearance is a lot like Coach's, but as an older gentleman with salt gray pepper hair, a little scraggly beard, pulled back in a long ponytail.
Yeah.
And they followed him to the car, but he wouldn't give a statement. He didn't want to really say anything at that time.
Well, all they got to do is get his license plate.
That's right, but that
and then,
one
then they know
woman,
where he's living.
Number 16, when they had the lunch break today, and the observers saw her huddled off to herself with her arms crossed, the one that sort of looks like Jody's mother. She was really just an angry person during the lunch break. And at that time, I really felt there was going to end up being what it is this afternoon. And that was, you know, on their normal plan, their normal time frame. And there was three other of the juries there that was sitting dining together. and they were conversing and having a normal time, but that one stood off to herself and just didn't want to be involved with anything. And Judge Stevens, like I said, when she was delivering her statement this afternoon, that she was just barely holding back the tears just prior to thanking the jurors for their efforts. And so that lady is really going through turmoil tonight.
Yeah, because they're going to be in front of her unless they try to get her off the case. But I don't think that's going to happen because she's right in the middle of the case.
I want to read something right now. Chris Hughes just tweeted.
Okay.
And this is something that Travis Alexander, this is something that he lived by, words from Travis Alexander. The difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is the character of the individual walking the path. And I think that is such a beautiful, beautiful saying. You know, and he wrote that. That's his saying. That's how Travis lived his life. And Chris Hughes was one of his best friends. And I absolutely feel so bad for, you know, obviously the Alexander family, but there are so many other people
well,
out
Sherry,
there.
Well, Sherry, the Hughes, that was the one that horrible Alice LaViolette was saying, you know, they were throwing their words around, you know, with the letters that they wrote Jody. It was the Hugheses. It was him and his wife.
Right.
They made up all that BS. You know, saying, they were telling her, he's horrible to women. But that wasn't true. They just wanted to get her away from him.
Yeah, because they said, actually, it was Hughes's wife that met her first, right? And said, something's wrong with her, you know, and try to get him away. But you know what? He was like a 15-year-old kid. Well, we haven't run a disclaimer, so I can't say it. But, you know, he was a little boy getting his, I'm going to say it, his first piece of ass. And he was pussy whipped, as you used to call it. And that's why I think he was around her so much. Because the other women he was with were very conventional. And I'm not saying that to cut them up. But this one was, you know, like going to the Star Wars movie for the first time, you know, in 3D.
Uh-huh.
And she would do anything and encourage everything, you know, and he just being a Mormon in that, and they were doing it in quiet and, you know, in that house, that was the secret.
But she wasn't his first.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that, but the other women that were before her were more conventional.
Yeah.
That he had
and
met
they went
through
to the
church.
The bishop and they confessed.
Right. Well, she was his fiance too.
True.
You know, they were almost married.
Oh, well, you know, he was looking at that time too to get married. That's when I think Jody, he realized Jody too was not the marrying type. You know, for his religion and all that sort of stuff. So,
but the whole sex thing made me sick to my stomach. You know, and that poor girl. I mean, she's so sweet. And when that what's his name, the questions he was asking. Oh, I was so repulsed. Oh, you guys, is that like disgusting?
She kept the dog.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I give her so much credit. That girl did not deserve to be grilled by that man. I hated her defense attorneys. They just made me sick. Both of them. Ugh.
Well, I hope they keep the same defense attorneys, because otherwise it's going to be a longer, if the judge relinquishes them, it'll be a longer thing, because they'll have to go through all the questions and stuff like that, and all the, you know, figure out
the information,
how they're going to present this.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope she's not on the stand for 18 days again.
Oh God, will be. No, she will. She loves to talk. She will.
Yeah, but that was one of the keys too. A lot of people were saying that they got to kind of know her, even though they didn't care for her. You know, what the hell?
The more she talked, the more I think she was hated.
Yeah, that's what, what's his name, said the juror number 8 that got kicked off. He said it would have taken him 5 seconds.
and the other one too, juror number 5, that lady.
Yeah.
She would have found her guilty too. She cried when they kicked her off.
Yeah.
She was really into that. It's horrible. You know, they kicked her off because they knew that she was definitely anti-Jody. It was the defense that got her off.
No, without a doubt.
She was the one asking the most questions. She was the one writing the most, and she had the most questions, and they wanted her off.
Yeah. I was surprised. I mean, I like that, where they ask questions, but why do the lawyers have a say in that? Because that way, they know who's writing what by, you know, after 5 months, whose signature is what.
Right, in the bucket that they give the judge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When they approach up there at the bench, they can verify who's submitting the questions, because it's numbered.
Oh, that sucks. I enjoyed the jurors' questions, though. I thought that was really interesting in the trial. I've never seen anything like that before. And it gave you an idea of what they were thinking, so I really did like that.
I wish every state did that.
I agree. Me too.
Oh, I agree. Yep. Yeah. Mr. Mack had a question, do you see?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about Dan Abrams on GMA and Dr. Drew from Big Brother? Previous year one, saying that prosecution should have cut a deal for a life without parole. What does everybody think about that?
I heard that.
I say it would be up to the family.
Yeah,
that would be the family's choice.
That's where you start.
If that's what they wanted, then yes.
And then she would have her life, but, you know, she'd never get out of that.
It should be life in that damn hole. All by herself.
Yeah.
Not out in the public.
And like she said, her family lives a long time.
Oh.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Where's Paul? He hasn't talked.
Yep. Where is Mr. Paul from Minnesota?
He's being awfully quiet tonight. He didn't watch the trial from the beginning. He's watched it toward the end, but maybe because he didn't watch it from the beginning, he's giving people a little more time to talk. There you are, Paul.
I was just muted and putzing around and listening to you guys, and basically because of what Jerry just pointed out.
I hate to make a point of this. The Blackhawks just lost another game.
I know. I didn't know. I didn't want to spoil it if you weren't watching.
No, I had it. I had it on the TV. So, oh boy.
Hi, Kansas.
I don't think that he will join us, but I did just tweet to Chris Hughes that we are doing the show. I would love nothing more than to have him join us, but I doubt that he will.
And his wife, Sky, like that, the
way
they
referenced. Oh, she was devastated. Did you see her in the court? Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I
feel
can't
so
imagine.
Badly for them.
It's like
oh.
I see their face and I just it's like a slow motion all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As they pan across and it just breaks your heart. Yeah.
Yeah, sure does.
It just breaks your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she must have really good intuition. When they talked about the night that Jody spent the night,
and
he was supposed to be downstairs sleeping, and Skye was like, "Wait a minute, guys, she's right outside the door." You know?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and,
that's chilling.
Oh, that's so creepy.
I know, and so she actually was right outside the door listening, and so
mm-hmm.
she came in and she had idle chat with him for a little while, and then she was supposed to go back downstairs and go to sleep, and they continued chatting for about another hour or so, and Skye said, "She's back
there,"
and Travis jumped up off the bed and ran over and jerked the door
open.
And they said that there was this look on Jody's face like
mm-hmm.
you have never seen on anybody's face. Like it was
the hamburger guy.
Like
caught.
It would cut right through you. Almost
mm-hmm.
like she was mad that they were in
Correct.
There talking about her.
Correct.
And oh my gosh. Skye has great intuition, and that's something that you can't pay for. That is something that is built in. Yes, it is a gift from God.
But you guys, didn't you find her creepy? I mean, she had the blackest, it's really true when they talk about her eyes, she
mm-hmm.
had the blackest, soulless eyes.
Uh-huh.
But didn't you think that all the pictures that you saw of her with the blonde hair she had in blue contacts?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought that a couple times. Her eyes looked different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have a rather large TV screen, so when they put up pictures, they're
the model pictures, actually. The model ones that she did.
Yeah, she
right.
has a lot
different.
Of photos, yeah. A lot of photos.
The one she had her arm draped around her sister showing the finger that was not in it.
The
you
finger.
You can really see her
God.
Eyes.
Her and her finger.
Yeah, I know.
It needs to be broken.
The finger and the fog. And the fog.
Oh, her and the fog.
Correct. That. Wow.
They think
that
the best part minute. About the trial were the shows afterwards. At least you could laugh a little bit with the guests that were on with Mark Iglarsh, you know, and all the different
yeah.
people. And Nancy Grace even.
Out.
I mean, at least you needed a little bit of humor after some of this crap.
Sure.
I like
Abe
like
Abdelhadi, who dated her. He's great. I love every time he's on.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Eight for life and
no,
says
they,
it was
they,
eight for life and four for death.
Then Michelle wrote underneath, flip those numbers. It was eight for death.
We don't
death.
Know how accurate that is.
No.
You know,
I'm not heard
it could
that.
Be true. But, you know, even, you know, the way I look at it today, and I hate to say this, but if they would have given her life in prison, as long as there was no parole.
Correct.
I think I would have rather seen that today than what they gave us today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it
wasn't like that,
you know,
Sherry. She could have had the possibility of getting out of there in 20 years.
No, I'm saying if it was life without parole.
Yeah, right. But that wasn't the way it was, though.
They would have given her life without parole. I could have.
Wasn't
that
up to the judge, though?
It is up to the judge, and she. And if they come back with life, this is what happens. If they come back with life, it goes to the judge, and the judge makes the determination whether she gets life without parole or life with the possibility of parole, which is...
25 years.
In 25 years, which she's already had 5 years...
Five, right.
...in jail, so they will take that time off.
And she's 32 now.
But the thing about it is, if she goes to jail for... on the death penalty, there are appeals that are built in that, you know, she automatically gets. Automatically. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't have to even have to file for them. She gets them automatically.
Yep.
Whereas if she goes to jail on a life sentence, she has to come up with compelling new evidence to get a new, to get a, an appeal. Not something that's already been gone over in this trial that she didn't feel, you know, she got justice on it. She didn't like the outcome on. It has to be compelling new evidence.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, you know, they've brought so much forth in this trial. I don't know where she is going to really find compelling new evidence. Unless, you know, she could actually see a psychologist, psychiatrist, and they could actually say, yep, this girl's wackadoo, and
mm-hmm.
and she could go back and say, you know, I want a new trial on the fact
insanity.
That
insanity. Mm-hmm.
Insanity. But other than that, I don't think that she would have the appeals available to her if she got life in prison that she would have if she just went, you know, if she got the death penalty. So, you know.
But, Sherry, she'd have
would,
to be stuck in that life. You don't realize, though, she'd be stuck in that hole by herself. She doesn't mind jail life. If she had life, she would be fine making her friends and doing
have,
what she wanted. There's a difference.
I have something
to
I'll read here to you that I got last night, and I think somebody here on this panel sent this to me. But I'll read you something. Let me read it, and then I'll get your comments. And I'll read it verbatim. It says, I have unfortunately been in prison where she will go. And trust me, in capital letters with exclamation points, she will not be the predator. She will be the prey. Prison is way different than that safe little jail she is in now. She is in for a rude awakening. And what she said about starting programs and clubs and helping the literate or the
recycle inmates,
never going to happen. She says, never going to happen. With exclamation points.
Correct.
She's going to be in complete isolation for at least 5 years. And after she manages to, in quotation marks, program down to a lower classification, she still needs to realize that she's now an inmate. She's the state runs every aspect of your life. So, no, she won't be contributing anything to society. The closest she'll get is a 50-cent-an-hour job as a GED tutor. But that will take her years and years to get that privilege. And her smug, superior attitude she has, all that's going to get her is beaten up and robbed. So, it would be in her best interest to shut up for once in her life and get okay with the fact that as soon as that gate closes behind her at the Perryville Complex sign, nobody cares that she's Jody Arias for the rest of her disgusting life. All anyone will know about her is her inmate number. And this says at the top, a message from a member of this page I've copied out verbatim, but have left out the poster's name. If you wish to come forward, please do so in the comments. So apparently this poster, somebody copied it and left out their name, but this person was actually in the jail that she's going to, or in the prison that she was going to, and is basically saying that things aren't going to be the same in the jail she will be going to. It's not going to be like the one she's in now where she's treated like a rock star, which I find that disgusting.
Yeah.
I think that's just ridiculous that they treat her like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that she has slaughtered somebody and they're treating her like she's famous, like
mm-hmm.
she's a rock star. What kind of people are these people?
Well, that's where she met that Donovan,
so
Sherry. That Donovan that's doing all of her tweeting, that's where she met her in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
That woman makes me...
See, and the person that wrote this letter, Cherry, is not a crazy wackadoodle psychopath like Jody Arias, okay? I really believe Jody Arias could talk her way with anyone. I don't know how she does it. I wouldn't want to know how she does it. But truthfully, nothing would scare her. She'd be able to fit in with the scaries out there. She'd know how to play them. You remember Joran Vandersloot when they talked about him going to that horrible jail, and
yeah.
the one guy was saying, "Oh, he'll be dead. They'll beat him up, and this is going to happen. He's in for a rude." He's doing fine there. It's the same thing. He's the same kind of character as Jody Arias. He's doing great. I think he got a girl pregnant.
Mm.
He has friends. He's fine. She'll be fine in that jail. This girl that wrote that letter is not a Jody Arias. Thank God
that's
there's not that many Jody Ariases, but Jody Arias will make it wherever she goes. Why? Because she can be what she's around. They said that about to everybody
she's
that she's around. Yes.
Yeah,
she will adapt to who she is. If she's with the scary toughies, she'll become a scary toughie. She will be what she's around.
Yep.
We know
and
she can be a tough.
Yeah,
that's
one
the
of the guys
she
was with before Travis, she lived in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
With no electricity, no running water. And then,
and she was,
you know,
into witchcraft
later,
with the guy too, remember? She,
right,
she was into
right.
witchcraft with him. She's she
right.
becomes what she's around. But if she's alone in a damn cell all by herself, how is she going to adapt then?
Yeah,
she's
rarely.
Not. She's not. That's why I want her to have the death penalty. Because that's how she'd be living. She wouldn't be able to talk to anybody. I think she'd want to smash her head against the wall and kill herself. Truthfully,
well,
I don't think she'd be able to survive
state
that.
A lot of money.
Yeah, it'd be wonderful. Or she'd beg them, kill me now. Just like that kooky Eileen Wuornos did. That, remember that serial killer, that Eileen Wuornos?
Yeah.
Remember?
Right.
See,
well,
when
she
was saying
she
that,
she
wanted,
said, you know what, kill me now, please.
Well, they could bring,
when she was
you know,
saying she wanted the death penalty or she wanted to die, that was, you know, the
well, that
the
all
pathway
is going
to
be,
you know, to eternal freedom or whatever. I was saying, well, give her a knife. She obviously knows how to use one.
Right.
Her damn knife.
That's right. Oh, she knows how to use one, all right. But being in but living like that, she would, Sherry. She would want to die. Living like
yeah,
that, yes,
she
would.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to talk to anybody.
Exactly. That's why
is,
I want her to live like that.
The sad thing is, if she killed herself in the Arizona prison,
her parents would then turn around and sue the prison and probably make a boatload of money.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know about that.
Of them.
Yeah, because if she's a, if she's in what do you call it? At least for the first 5 years, the solitary confinement, they can't. There's nothing. You know.
She wouldn't be able to make it like that for 5 years.
No, she won't.
No way would she. She wouldn't be able to live like that. No way.
No. Because they said that when she, they let her out for that hour walk, she's not going to be walking with people.
Mm-mm.
It's
no.
solo, yeah.
All by herself.
Just guard.
Yeah. And I'm sure that they do something with, I don't know how they take showers or anything like that, you know, but.
Three times a week they're only allowed to have a shower. Yeah.
Oh, her hair's going to look lovely.
Well, she won't have a mirror to see herself, so.
No, they give her a mirror. Not a mirror, but, you know.
That metal plate, yeah.
Yeah, the metal plate that they have up there.
Not as
Believe me, I want her to get the death penalty, too. I just don't want her to have any chance of getting an appeal that allows her
Releases.
To get out. Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody...
She won't get out.
She won't get out. It's like Manson.
Never will get out.
Or Sirhan will never get out because people will remember her with, you know, that without, you know...
Anger and animosity.
Yeah, true. You and I will all be dead before she gets anywhere near a parole hearing. So,
yeah.
I'll sleep tight.
Juan
you know,
Martinez,
I
tell you, he did one hell of a job on this trial. And
still doing it. Yep.
He had nobody really there assisting him.
Correct.
No,
he didn't want that.
Whatsoever.
He wanted to do it himself.
His presentations was all dictatorial with very little paperwork. Man, he was on his game.
Mhm.
He was amazing. I mean, if there was a rock star out of this whole thing,
they already made him one out in Arizona.
It was Juan Martinez, and
he got in trouble for it too.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Never sign your autograph.
Don't sign autographs. Don't do it. Don't post for pictures.
Cane lady.
Yeah, the cane lady, you know. And they've talked to her a few times since. I think Jane Velez Mitchell talked to her last night. And or was it today? And she said,
tonight.
You know,
she's crying.
Yeah, she was crying.
Well, this morning she said she wore this shirt because when they came back with the verdict, she had this shirt on. And she was hoping it was, you know, good luck. So she wore the same shirt as the day that they came back with the verdict. And she had her cane that he had signed. And, you know, she was just hoping that everything, you know, would fall into place. She had, you know, everything she could that might, you know, bring the same luck as the day the verdict came down. And I can't imagine, you know, there's so many people that have spent so much time out there. So many people were crying on the sidewalk just outside the courthouse. And I just can't imagine. You know, if I lived out there in Arizona, I would have been one of those people who were there at the courthouse every day.
Yeah.
I was that into this trial, and I just can't imagine how horrible they must feel going home, and the family, the Alexander family, going back to their hotel tonight.
They need all the help they can get in
prayers.
In contributions.
Yes, and
I mean,
we'll mention it again, the TravisAlexanderFund.com. Anybody that can make a donation, please do so. It's just so important to, you know, even if it's just a little bit, you know, go there, let them know that you're supporting them, and donate what you can. They've been through so, so much.
This burden.
And, I mean, their hearts have been ripped out. Stephen,
their children.
When he spoke, Stephen.
Oh.
You know, Samantha, too. I mean, I can't imagine standing in their shoes when they spoke. Stephen talking about him having nightmares and having to wake up his family, you know, to see if they're okay. And then him talking about, you know, Travis wrote his day out on cards. And
right,
the last card that he wrote said, call Stephen. And he never got that call. And
they lost their grandma, too, right before the trial.
Right before the trial.
They lost their grandma. It's just so awful.
I mean, I think it was her that literally sort of pushed her in the grave. I think that, you know...
The heartbreak.
She loved him so much, and she was heartbroken, and I think she gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you on that.
It's just such a sad, sad thing.
And that sick psycho sending her flowers after she killed
him.
Irises. Oh, my
the
God,
irises.
You guys. Oh.
How could she
and then her statement
go?
She says, well, I was not made aware of this until such and such time.
Oh, I can't stomach this woman.
Another lie directly in front of the jury on her very last statement.
Her whole statement, I mean, everything about her, I don't understand how they didn't come back with a guilty verdict. I really
just,
don't.
A premeditated story that she had over 4 years to put together and went through so many legal advisors in the beginning and then wanted to represent herself until these two
came back. Yeah, she wanted to represent herself. God.
They did come back with a guilty verdict.
That's what Headline News is saying.
The aggravating factor.
Yeah.
So that it was premeditated, and that's what put the death penalty on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
well, that's what they're saying.
I just
now.
Want to set that record straight. It is that, you know, the only thing they failed to do, this jury failed to do, was actually the sentencing phase.
I said it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the sentencing phase, and as Phil just said. I just turned on HLN, and they are affirming that it was 8 for death and 4 for life.
I'm surprised. I thought it would just have been 1. That wow.
Yeah.
It was 8 for death and 4 for life?
Yes. They are saying on HLN right now.
I thought it was only the one lady. Wow.
That's
8 for death, 4 for life.
Because in the other indictment, it was 7-5 for the premeditated first-degree murder. And it follows close to that pattern. But it was 7-5 is what convicted her.
Well, when they pick a new jury, they only have to ask one thing, because they don't have to judge her if she did it or not. All they have to judge is, does this case warrant her to be put to death or, you know, life
natural
without
life.
Parole, you know, natural life. And, you know, I bet you, knowing the way that judge broke down today, if they voted for natural life, the judge then would be able to add on without parole. And I think she would have done that.
I hope so.
Because she said the way she was so upset. Yeah, isn't it terrible?
I really do. Because I heard certain people that were in the court were saying they had the feeling that she was more on Jody's side, which shocked the hell out of me.
Oh, I don't.
But there were certain people that said that they felt that she was more on, you know, pro Jody than against her.
Oh no! Every time, remember time all these both of Jody's lawyers were, you know, asking for sidebars trying to ask the court to stop him, Juan Martinez, and she overruled them so many times.
Well, it was the same with both, though. It happened a lot with him, too.
I don't think he did that as much. Now, there were people that were taking statistics.
Yeah.
And like in her speech,
19 minutes.
the 19 minute speech, she said,
for mentioning
the word I or me 180 times. And she talked about Travis. She mentioned Travis's name 22 times. She spent a total of 13 minutes, 0.5, about that, in that time span of 19 minutes, talking about herself.
Oh. Yeah.
You know?
And that should have said something to the jury.
Yeah.
For them to question, I really felt she would have looked at that family.
Well, you know what?
I'm sure the attorneys probably told her to do this, and she wouldn't. Look at them and say, I know you hate me, but I am so sorry. What I did was horrible. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Nobody in that jury, had the gumption to, because it obviously follows you out. And if you're voting for death or life, whatever, you know, I put this one young lady in jail or she's going to be dead because of the way I voted, you know, because that's hard to be on a death jury, you know.
But she's not going to be put to death for at least 12 years.
Right. No,
and she's
going to
have appeals, so I mean, it's not really like if she's going to be, you know, on the guillotine the next day. Not like that, you know.
Well,
so
we could take her back to France.
that sounds good.
She'd go for that.
When Juan Martinez was making his closing argument, they interrupted him.
Yes.
13 times.
11
was it 13?
Times. 11 yeah. times.
He
yeah.
did not interrupt them once.
No.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he
did.
Well, yeah,
did
he did once, yeah.
Did he? Okay.
Just once, right, Cherry?
I don't remember that.
He objected to something once.
Correct.
And,
it was either once or twice.
Yeah, but they really went after him.
Oh, hell yeah.
She had 5 or 8 just in the first 2 or 3 minutes of his presentation.
Yeah, because she didn't
ridiculous.
Want to get him going.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to get him going.
But I think, like Jerry said, I think there was 3 when Juan interrupted.
I always should just let
what
these
I think
people
should
go.
Have been, what I think should you know should have been stopped was when Jennifer Wilmot said, are you going to kill her? To me, that infuriated me to no end. Those jurors are not the ones who are killing her. They
exactly.
are doing their judicial duty. They are following the law set by the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
They were chosen by the state of Arizona to come in and do their civil duty.
and they are following the law handed to them by the judge, read to them by the judge, and they are not killing her. They are following the law.
Protocol.
And for
in theory,
Jennifer
they
Wolf,
were asked beforehand, you know, will you be able to give the, you know, out the death penalty? And they said yes.
Yes, we'd be able to implement the death penalty should it be deemed, you know, necessary in this case, or should it be,
right.
you know,
warranted,
mm-hmm. warranted in this case. And they all said yes.
They checked that box. Mm-hmm.
And like
that's why she should have been given the death penalty.
One of Travis's
was
friends
maybe
called
one
in.
Or two. Go ahead.
One of Travis's friends called in right after this all went down today, and he said, please tell me, short of going out and killing each one of those jurors' mothers,
wow.
what else
yeah, I
would she
that.
Have to do
mm-hmm.
to get
the penalty phase?
You know, the death penalty on this case.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry, all you have to see are those horrible pictures.
That's a fact.
Did anybody see the pictures, anybody?
Oh, yeah. They're on
the web. No, Phil, am I right? All you have to see are those pictures and what she did to him.
That's what his sister, Stephanie, said in all her years of her
policeman.
The policeman, that police lady, that she had never come across anything like that.
I've seen mafia pictures, the old mafia pictures
oh,
that
yeah.
weren't anywhere near as bad as this.
Frankly,
honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that they were bad, and I knew, you know, I've heard them say all along, you know, you need to go see the pictures.
Yeah, to really know.
And I've seen what they could show on TV. And
that's
all I really need
to
see. I've been going through enough trauma in my life and having night terrors right now of my own, and I didn't need to go and see those photos to
mm-hmm.
add to what I'm already going through. So
yeah.
I knew they were bad. I saw what they could see on, you know, show on TV, and I knew
mm-hmm.
that they were bad just by description alone and what I could see that they could show on TV. I knew that they were bad.
The two brothers
when I
were
saw
the only ones that really observed
yep.
them in the courtroom. The rest of Travis's family, they just avoided any contact or looking at anything.
Right.
But the brothers, they focused on them and never turned their head, blinked their eyes. But I found them in the very beginning, and there is a number of them there that no one should see. And your statement about when she got up and put her hands on her shoulders and made that statement that to the jury, that's the only reference that Juan should have gotten up and asked for it to have been stricken from the record.
Right.
And that way
I
the
agree.
Jury would not have felt somewhat tainted by her or that statement. That was the one thing that
yeah,
I wish
he made a bad
had
mistake not doing that, Phil. You're right.
Was
a very bad mistake.
Have that statement right now, they're replaying it right there where she puts her hands on her shoulders,
mm-hmm.
looks down in Jody's face, and makes that statement. But if Juan should have jumped up and had that stricken right then, maybe the jury could have felt somewhat different.
To me, that
yeah.
is just so wrong to try to put that on the jury
yeah.
when, you know, they're not the ones killing her. She did this
no.
to herself, you know.
Yeah.
She did this
oh, yeah.
to Travis.
She did this to Travis.
And
yeah.
And in full presentation, once they came out and heard all her stories and the ninjas and everything else.
Oh,
and the,
God.
Oh, God.
But what about the way she talked, too? I mean, when Travis passed away, do you remember that?
In the
when
third...
Travis passed away.
Yeah.
Always in the third party, like I was observing this from another angle.
Right, and she or she'll say when this happened or when that happened or I wish that 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 had never happened, or, you know, she never actually has ever taken full responsibility of ever
for anything. Exactly.
You know,
it's all his fault.
Of course, you know, she remembers just the points that she wants to remember. She goes into the fog when she doesn't want to remember things. And
well, that's a lot. Come on. She remembers everything.
Of course
she knows everything.
When she went to Starbucks and got that, and the skateboarders did that to her car, and when she was getting out, she saw the flash in her headlight. Now, who is not going to pick up, I mean, even if you observe it, you know, pick it up, and you turn around and look at it, and it's a rental car, and you know yourself, you don't write that number down on anything when you take possession of a rental car, and she didn't go to the rear of the trunk area and match that plate up to even see if it was hers, and just chuck it into the interior of the car, it, bam, it just, wow.
The how she take that camera with her. That's, I mean, that's crazy.
I never figured that out.
Sherry, exactly. She probably would have gotten off. Unless they get approved with the handprint. Seriously, but doesn't it, when you think about everything that she did, you know, she deleted the photos.
Yeah.
It must have been a mistake.
She didn't know she
have been a mistake where she wrapped it up in towels and wasn't thinking, and then
that's
probably
thing.
When she
After
was in the car,
bathing,
then it hit her like, oh, God, the camera.
That she
okay,
never
here,
left footprints and blood trails. That she scooped that camera up in that load of just laundry and chucked it in there and didn't go back and find it because she was trying to do so many other things.
Right,
but
cleaning up her mess and cleaning him up, right?
Yeah. Can I make an announcement real quick?
Yes.
Because this is the Rad Reality Show, and June 10th is going to be the Big Brother Media Day. And they will be announcing the cast of the week of June 3rd through the 7th. I'm sorry.
How are we going to follow Big Brother in this trial?
I have to. So, but I just figured, I didn't mean to be mean, okay? I just, that always takes precedence.
Good information.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, folks.
Am I right there, you guys? This is how are we going to? I don't know.
And then unfortunately,
Big Brother might be on the back burner because I'm just too wrapped up in this horrible case.
Yeah.
I know.
We don't want to go back and think of it. Well, with social media being what it is, and when everybody started following the Casey Anthony trial, and to hear the mistakes that the police themselves made, just and not following up on a simple computer. And this one here, they did present a good amount of evidence. They did back it up. And everybody that the defense put up there to assist them in their case, they blew them completely out of the water. And factually, Jody has, I don't see where she's going to come up with any new claims on her appeal.
Yeah, true.
Well, I don't see any specialist or anybody coming up and helping her.
Well, Sherry, I was listening to one of your podcasts, and you brought up something that I wasn't familiar with, but I didn't hear them talking about it, where you said if they end up going into the penalty case, then they'll be able to see all of the interviews that were held back from them.
Yes.
I don't think that they did.
Well, all the stuff that they held
back. The parents' interview, the mother and the father's interviews.
Yeah, because,
they never talked about them seeing it.
She was she was just being questioned during those times, and I don't think she had her Miranda rights read to her.
The mom and the dad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That was just an informal, just a sit-down with them.
But they can bring that back in.
The jury needed to see that. And I needed to see the damn interviews, too, that she did, because Nancy Grace was even talking about that, that at the closing, you know, that Juan should show the damn interview that she did, and then he never showed that either.
Right.
So I don't understand a lot of things that were held back from the jury.
Right.
I found that frustrating.
I still agree. You know, they deemed all that too prejudicial to go into the trial phase.
But they should have seen that.
I agree. I so agree with you.
Because in Casey Anthony, they showed everything, you know?
Yeah, they did.
They showed all of the interviews.
Well, maybe we'll get to see all that stuff starting on June 10th with the Trayvon Martin case.
Gosh. I can't even get, I'll be just catching up on that with Nancy Grace and the other shows. I can't get into a whole trial again.
I'm not doing
I'm scared for that family with that trial, truthfully.
I'm going to be watching for this trial to finally finish and hopefully be able to, you know, keep up with the regular shows that I watch. And this trial is so near and dear to my heart that I will try to finish this trial out and hope that they...
And we have other stuff in between.
Family.
Big Brother's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I certainly hope that, you know, this family, after spending all of the time that they have spent sitting on those benches day in and day out.
It's been since January they've been here.
January 2nd. And
it's horrible.
Is when the trial actually started. Now, whether they were there for... they could have even been there for jury selection, which was in December.
They
Correct.
Were. They were there. I think they did say they were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that puts them there for 6 months.
Yeah.
And then they had to put themselves on, how did they pay their, you know, what I'm trying to say is, how did
mortgages
they pay
their... and just daily living expenses for their family.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to give up their jobs.
Yeah.
There's just so much.
Boston Girl is talking about how long it may take to find another jury. I suspect that the defense team may ask for a change of venue, but it will have to stay within, you know, Arizona. But, you know, they can move it to somewhere like Flagstaff or something like that. But it sounds to me like they're planning on holding it right there.
Yeah, because they could still do it.
Well, you know, the defense
will
fight
for that. What they have done is they have found a jury from another location and brought them in.
Well, they could do that.
I have seen that done.
And sequester them in that other courthouse that they're not using, but they keep updated and. I guess it's more or less for emergencies, but that's the weird part, that when they went into this deliberation that they didn't sequester the jury.
Yeah.
Well, here's a horrible question,
Paul.
You guys. What happens if this next jury does the same damn thing?
They impanel
the
third.
Then it goes to the judge.
Judge.
Okay, that's how it works?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So they just do it one more time with the jury, and then the judge has to decide. Okay.
It goes
I was curious about that.
And I think Kansas, so you should know, they're only going to do the penalty that guilty or life. So it's not going to be a long, drawn-out five-month thing.
Might be a couple months. You never know.
No. I would even say it would be a month, because they will get all the stuff ahead of time or when they're put on, you know, the jury. And they'll have everything to see. And the new stuff that
I wish
you'd
be in there so I'd get a nice birthday present on July 29th. But
yeah.
Once they impanel that new jury, I don't think it'll be long. I give it 2 to 3 weeks, and then it'll be up.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You don't
think
Jody's going to be there telling her whole life story again?
Well, they,
who knows?
They
maybe
her,
she'll come up with a new story. Maybe
yeah.
she was on Mars. You know, I mean, she may come up with a whole new story by the time, you know.
We won't have to hear the whole sex thing all over again. Ugh.
Oh, that'll be the main star.
Oh, that,
they'll
have
a new Lifetime movie to make after this next trial.
Ugh.
Yeah, there'll be another Lifetime movie, right?
Oh, they
yeah.
are making it.
It's
they already
done.
Cast it. Yeah, they're casting it already.
No, they already filmed it.
Right.
Oh, they did film it
yeah,
already?
It's already
yeah.
Yes, it's already filmed.
Oh, my goodness.
Lifetime is already
Jeez.
Filmed there. Yeah.
It's got a release
now,
date.
My question is, can this judge
sit on
and,
the next
and Boston Go, your dad's an attorney, so maybe you can answer this in the chat room. I want to know, can this judge force Kurt Nurmi and Jennifer Wilmot to remain on her case?
I
They've
don't know.
They've been trying to get off the case
so
pretty much since they started, and she's not let them off the case. Now that it's come to this, are they going to be forced to stay as her attorneys?
Well, I don't know. I would think that she might let Nurmi go because Nurmi really wants off.
That's
mm-hmm.
that's my
you
opinion.
Can tell, yeah.
That
oh,
Wilmot,
he's really wanted off. He's really wanted off for since pretty
months.
Much since the very beginning. They had to double his salary to even get him to take the case.
Correct.
And right after he started with her, he obviously couldn't work well with her. He didn't, I mean, I don't think she works well with anybody. And
I think
he wanted
hates
off
her,
the case and
truthfully.
Started filing motions to try to get off the case, and the judge would not let him. The judge tried to find another attorney who would step in and take his place. No other attorney wanted to even go near her. And so she told Kurt Nurmi, no, you may not, you know, step away from this case. You've taken it. You have to stay with it. And so now that they have had this case for this long, I want to know, are they going to be released from her now? Or is the judge going to say, you must return in July to continue this case as well?
Well, I think there's going to have a status hearing pretty soon, just a simple status hearing. And when that happens, you know.
I think Jody would like to represent herself.
Oh, I'm sure she
Well, she uh-huh. fired her attorneys at one point and then
yeah,
represented
very beginning.
Herself.
And then that's when the judge forced her to take attorneys.
When they were impaneling the jury is when she tried to represent herself.
Yeah.
So she might try again.
That's true.
And I think that'd be a nice thing, let her.
Yeah.
I think that'd be beautiful. Let her represent herself.
Well, you know, you got to be careful because if she gets death, they also can throw that out, that whole thing out.
Because she's not qualified.
Yeah, or she's nuts
okay.
or stuff like that. And you have to be really
oh,
careful.
Oh, well. Wishful thinking, I guess.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so who knows? A lot of good questions and stuff in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Mr. Mack just said, you know she is bad if no other defense attorney would step in. Most of the time, defense
mm-hmm.
attorneys are knocking themselves down trying to get to one of these big,
yes.
you know, well, high-profile cases like this, they are.
And Gloria Allred, when
she
came out with the domestic violence, Gloria Allred came out and said, "There's no way I'll go close to this lady."
Yeah.
And she jumps on every bandwagon.
Right.
I'd like to say something. Ann R. Wallace is in the chat room, and
I just saw her. Hi, Ann. We've missed you lately.
Yes, we have. But she has been following this case, I think, more than all of us put together.
I would doubt that.
And
I've been so into this case.
She herself has been tweeting and putting on Facebook every small detail she can get out of this case, where she gets the evidence and all that kind of stuff. And I just like to publicly say thank you to her, because she's all over my Facebook with all this stuff. And if I miss a day, I can just pick it up from her. Seriously.
She's a sweetheart.
She is.
We have so many wonderful people that come to our show.
Isn't it true?
Just wonderful, wonderful people that join us. And, you know, we miss them when they're not here with us. We can certainly tell when there's a member of our Rad Reality family that's not present, and you know, we noticed that you're not here. So
Jerry, there's been a lot going on.
We certainly hope that you're feeling better, and thank you for being here with us tonight. You know, I have had a lot going on, and it's been a long, rough year already for me. I don't know if you heard the show the other night, Kansas, but Rich and I are very close to closing on our new home.
Congratulations, Jerry.
Thank you. It's been tough, but we're getting there. I didn't know if you had heard the show or not, but
I've been wanting to talk to you actually for a while. I don't want to talk about. There's something I know you'd understand. My honey and I have been going through some very bad losses over here too. And I would love to off the show, because I know you'll understand.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can call me anytime, babe. So you've got my number. Just give me a call.
Because I know you'll understand. It's been pretty hard right now, truthfully. It's been nice talking to you guys. And, you know, I think that's another reason why I've been so into the show. And not into the show, but into the trial, just to kind of get out of a lot of some bad stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, sometimes we have to divert our mind from what's going on around us and just.
Unfortunately, in this horrible trial, but I've been enjoying listening to different podcasts and listening to you guys, you know, your conversations about the trial, and I'd be listening in the morning and saying, "Oh, I agree, yes, you guys." Joe and you, Cherry, the two of you just had such spot on points. It's like, I feel the same way.
And Michelle Costa the same way too.
And Michelle, yes. Oh, Michelle, the other night, she really went off. I love Michelle Costa. She's great.
Yeah, she is a sweetheart.
She always makes me laugh. She is just the best.
Absolutely. She's been getting awesome guests lately, and you know, well, she always does. She always has for nearly 5 years now. She's been, you know, just every Monday, Manic Mondays, great, great guest. And last week we had Tala from Big Brother Canada. And,
I wasn't into that.
And Michelle.
And Paul.
Together was amazing, you know, just the energy of
the two of them together.
Oh, because... I'd be afraid to be in the same room.
The Survivor shows have been excellent, Sherry.
Yes.
Survivor shows have been great.
And I'm going to miss them so much. You know, and like Amazing Race and Survivor have both just had their finales. And I miss them so much when the finales, you know, happen. And now, you know, we don't have our Sunday shows, and our Thursday shows go from being a Survivor show to just, you know, our reality roundtable show. And I miss, you know, like Travis being here and having
I adore Bubba. He's awesome.
Oh, Bubba's so sweet.
He is cool as hell.
Louie's been with us for so much longer, and
yeah,
Louie,
he's a sweetheart too.
Actually quit his job with the police force. He quit his job with the police force and is now a pit boss.
Mm-hmm.
He is a pit boss now. So
wow.
He's doing a safer job. Mm-hmm. And
good for him. That's great.
He didn't quit. He retired.
He was the oldest one on the force? Or the longest, not the oldest,
longest.
But the longest on the force, yeah.
23.
He trained.
Yeah. I have to say that because otherwise he'd beat me up.
Helped many, many younger, new officers, trainees, you know, he helped them along the way. You know, he told them how to do the job, you know, with compassion and not
they reciprocated,
you know, let it get
to him a great going away party.
They sure did. You know, you're talking about new shows. There's a new show that I had mentioned to Paul in private that's on tonight, premiering on AMC, and it starts at midnight Central Time, and it's called Showville, and it's about small-town talents compete in this series, which opens with a visit to Holland, Michigan, the first of eight featured cities. And in each city, two coaches select and then prepare four acts for a talent show voted on by a citizen audience. And it looks so funny. And it's a reality series, and it starts tonight. So if anybody wants to check that out, it's AMC, and it's at midnight Central Time. So wherever you're at, you can figure it out.
My DVR is so backed up with so many shows because of this Jody. I'm serious because of I've been hooked with this trial and then these shows at night. I don't miss Nancy. I don't miss Jane. I don't miss the headline, the After Dark jury. I watch. I don't know if you guys. I mean,
like
I can't
me.
Stop. Honestly, Sherry.
Oh,
and then I have to see The Voice. I have to see that. I have to see what's
me
going
too.
I love The Voice.
Rich and I are both doing that, too.
And then Survivor
and, then
and Celebrity Apprentice. It's just been
MasterChef started last night.
DVR's just packed.
Do you watch MasterChef?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I love that show. MasterChef just started last night. Somebody's got to start watching MasterChef with me.
Okay.
Somebody.
Dancing
there.
With
Half
the
Bill.
Stars, that
Half
finally
Bill.
Is over. I was
well,
watching that, of course.
I got Dexter coming up in a couple of weeks.
Oh, baby.
Dexter. and True Blood. So Dexter's the last season, so I can't make it without seeing my Dexter.
Are you into Merlin and Grimm, too, Joe?
No, I don't watch either of those shows. I do watch Game of Thrones. And I'm actually looking forward to seeing Behind the Candelabra.
Yeah.
I'm seriously, but
it would be good, Michael Douglas.
Yeah, Michael Douglas and Matt Damon. But True Blood comes back on the 15th or the 14th. It's a Sunday, and it looks rough. They have some really good.
You watch Bates Motel?
No, yes. I don't. I watched it and I didn't like it. But I'm warning everybody next year, The American Horror Story,
yes.
All women should watch it.
Love that. We love that. We watched
called,
that over here.
it's called Coven, and it's all about witches, and it's set in nowadays, and it's got Kathy Bates and all these fantastic female actresses.
Yeah.
Like that heavyset black girl that won for Precious.
Oh, Gabby. Yeah. Gabby Sidibe.
She's in that.
Okay.
Oh, I love her.
We've got to start winding this up. I've only got a few minutes to wind up the show. I hate to break up the party, babe. But
okay, but don't forget to say what I warned you about today, what happened today.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who's joined us on tonight's show. Kansas, it's been wonderful hearing your voice again. Thank
I'm
going to
call
so
you right after the show, Jerry.
Okay,
I'm
going
to call you.
I
just
want
to talk to you
me.
For a few minutes and get to talk to you for a little bit.
Okay, hon. Well, I'm going to have to say bye for right now. Thank you so much for joining us on tonight's show and talking to us about Jody Arias. We've enjoyed having you. I'm going to say bye for now. Thank you again for joining us and talking about the Jody Arias trial. Joe, I want to say thank you to you as well for joining
thank
us
you.
And contributing everything that you've contributed to tonight's show and calling us and being a part of the show. And Phil, I want to say thank you to you for calling in and contributing and being a part of tonight's show as well. We've enjoyed having you, and I hope we'll do it again on better terms.
We will, man.
Okay, hon. Thank you so much.
You, Paul. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. I want to remind everyone I think I'm going to let Joe do this. Joe asked me to do it, but Joe, why don't you tell everyone, before I close with Ron, I'm going to ask Joe to make the announcement about what everyone was doing. 92 million people. Joe, go ahead.
Yes. I'm here.
Go
Can
ahead.
You hear me? Yeah.
Yes, you're on air.
This night, about 2 hours ago, 92 million people were doing the exact same thing in the United States of America 20 years ago. And they were watching a theme song that we always play on Ron's show. And it was a finale of Cheers. Yeah. And you always play that music, and that is why I cry so much when you're going off the air.
When you think about 92 million people at the same time were all watching that show, that's amazing. So with that in mind, we can't change the outcome of the Jody Arias trial, but we wanted to leave on a good note. So with that in mind, I want to close the show tonight with Ron, as I always do. Take care, everyone. God bless. Be kind to each other. Here's Ron.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show.
and it was a great one.
Remember to join us on Monday for Manic Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10. We love you. Take care. Have a great weekend. Good night.